This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, scenes from Judgment Day. And I have chose today to talk about the scene of resurrection. When we rise again from beneath the ground. But let me introduce this subject by saying, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was initially sent to his people, the Arab community, this is what they used to believe. Pay attention to this. They used to believe that there is a God, Allah. They actually called him Allah. They believed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. I'm talking about the disbelievers of Mecca. Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, Utbah, Shaybah, those people who lost their lives fighting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and fighting Islam and Muslims. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will say Allah. The disbelievers. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you ask them who created you, they will say Allah. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَحْيَى بِهِ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِهَا لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. They actually believe also that Allah is the one who brings the rain. Not Mother Nature like some people say now. They believe that. So why did they need a messenger? Why? They were deluded regarding two things. And subhanAllah, if you carefully look at the condition of the Muslim Ummah now, we reverted to that ideology again. The first thing, they believed for you to get to Allah, you need an intermediary. You need a wasita. And they use some interesting logical reason. Listen, when you want to approach one of the kings of this world, don't you go through somebody? Don't you go through your senator, your congressman? You don't go straight to Trump. You go through your senator. Isn't Allah better? That is why they came up with Illat, والعزة ومنات. So they came up with these idols. What did they say? ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفا. We only worship them because they bring us closer to Allah. We don't worship them, but they take us to Allah. Isn't that very similar to Muslims who go to the graves and they call upon someone who is dead? Ya Tijani, Ya Rifa'i, Ya Badawi, Ya Jilani. Exactly. Or some living sheikh, this guy knows everything, please make dua, because he believes that he is the one. A form of shirk. Here is the second delusion they had about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is related to my subject today. They believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unable to bring them back. ونقرأ في عند ابن أبي حاتم وابن جرير الطبري والإمام السيوطي في الدرر والإسماعيلي في التفسير. العاص بن وائل السهمي, the father of عبد الله ابن عمرو, the father of عمرو بن العاص, he brought rotten bones. And he said, Ya Muhammad, you want to tell me after we become rotten like this, and he smashed the rotten bones in his hand like this, Allah will bring us back? وأنزل الله قرآنا في هذه آخر ياسين وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you up again and he will throw you into hell for disbelieving in this. Believing this, brothers and sisters in Islam, in a way belying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كما جاء عند البخاري من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, this is what we call حديث قدسي, different to the Quran, كذبني ابن آدم, the son of Adam belies me, calls me a liar. Allah is saying that. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ ذَلِكَ شَتَمَنِ ابْنُ آدَمَ, the son of Adam insults me, and he shouldn't do that. أَمَّا تَكْذِيبُهُ إِيَّايِ, as for the son of Adam calling me a liar, belying me, him saying that I cannot raise him up again, and I'm the one who created him to begin with. That is why, ya ikhwa, one of the evidence for the resurrection is the initial creation. Billahi alayk, if you ask a carpenter, walillahi al-mathalu al-a'la, always be careful with that. You always have to throw that restriction there To Allah belongs the best example in the heavens and the earth. So you don't end up making Allah equal to His creation. If a carpenter put together a table and he breaks it, you don't think he can put it back again? He can. I created you already. And as for the son of Adam insulting me when he says that I have a son. Why do I need a son? For what? You guys need sons because you need them to help you work and inherit you. I don't die. I do not need anybody to help me. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we live in a world right now where we have people who deny resurrection. And maybe to some of you this is AD Islam, but be careful because you're sending your children to public schools. And those people are out there. They teach your kids. And they will get to them because they do not believe in resurrection. We have three categories of people once it comes to denying resurrection. The first and the worst, the people who do not believe that there is a God to begin with. We call them the atheists. Al-Malahida. The atheists. You know that there are people, and those are worse than the Arabs now. There are people now at our time who believe that there is no God. It's crazy. They believe that. That there is no such... Well, if he doesn't believe there is a God, you're going to talk to him about resurrection? First, talk to him about the existence of Allah and the evidence for that. Then, talk to him about resurrection. At-taba'iyun, the people who say, at-dahriyun, the people who say, وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرِ. At-taba'iyun, the people who say Mother Nature, you know, the people who say that nature created this world. What is nature? You know, what is nature? Well, if you mean nature, Allah, then maybe we can talk to you about who Allah is. But, you know, the earth doesn't create the earth. Logically, it doesn't make any sense. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Were they created out of nothing or did they create themselves? That's the first type or the first category. The second category, brothers and sisters in Islam, people who believe that there is a resurrection but not according to the Quran and Sunnah. Take for example, they believe in the reincarnation. And I'm telling you, this is a simple example out there. What is the reincarnation? That when you die, your soul leaves your body and goes to dwell in another body. Funny, huh? They believe that actually. And they justify it, they say, okay, Allah is giving you a second chance because you failed the first test. They do not believe in the bodily resurrection. They believe, and that's the third type, they believe that resurrection will happen only to the soul, not the body. You see, the way that we believe resurrection is, resurrection will happen body and soul. قال تعالى وإذا النفوس زوجت. In the day of judgment, when the bodies will be paired, coupled with the spirits, with the souls. Brothers and sisters in Islam, what is the ruling regarding someone who denies resurrection? And I'm talking about Muslims now. or someone who believes in resurrection contradictory to the way the Quran and the Sunnah talked about it, ijma'. And the word ijma', consensus of the scholars, he goes out of the fold of Islam. He's no longer a Muslim. But be careful, this is what you call what? Takfirun mutlaq, unrestricted takfir. You say what? Whoever disbelieves in resurrection, or whoever believes in resurrection in a way that is contradictory to the Quran and the Sunnah, goes out of the fold of Islam. Don't point finger. Don't say this person. Don't. هذا تكفير مطلق. قاعدة. A rule. To apply to a Muslim, to a certain individual, come on brother, make sure that he's not ignorant. Make sure that he did not sit in front of a mubtada', a person who is innovator in the area of al-aqa'id, and he taught him that, ta'wil. Make sure that he is not forced. Make sure that he is not doing this out of forgetfulness. There are certain obstacles, brothers, before you identify a person and call him a non-Muslim. This is very dangerous. Don't even be careful with that. That's the point I'm trying to make. But al-ijma', he is no longer a Muslim. طيب, what about this scene? It's a fascinating scene, brothers and sisters in Islam, but let me again reintroduce it to you from one hadith which أخرجه الإمام البخاري, compiled في صحيح الإمام البخاري, حديث عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه. جاء حبر من أحبار اليهود إلى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. One of the Jewish rabbis, and I chose this hadith in particular to show you that resurrection has been the belief since Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So this Jewish rabbi came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said to him, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Muhammad, inna naqra'u fit Tawrah, we read in the Torah, أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يوم القيامة يجعل السماوات على أصبع. We read in the Torah, in the Old Testament, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment will place the seven heavens on one finger. Now, ikhwa, some of you will hear that. Come on, Shaykh, what is that? Finger? What? Allah has finger? Yes. Look, very simple. When you hear hand, when you hear finger, when you hear shin, when you hear face, when you hear feet, pertaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thbitha. It is true. Because it's mentioned. Allah said it. But how? Say, ليس كمثله شيء. Do not liken the finger to the finger of Allah. Don't. Now shaitan is going to come and play with your head. That's an area where shaitan actually messes some Muslims up. Shaitan is going to come and make you visualize the finger in a certain way. Say subhanallah. That's all. Oh, خلاص. It's over. كل ما دار ببالك فالله بخلاف ذلك لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير. Whatever shaitan gets you to think about Allah, say subhanallah, Allah is above that. So نثبت الأصبع, we affirm that Allah has a finger, but in a way that suits His majesty. That's what we say. A finger in a way that suits His majesty. How does it look like? I don't know. Am I asked to figure out how? لا. لم يتعبدك الله بالكيفية. Allah didn't demand us to figure out how. لا يعلم كيف الله إلا الله. Only Allah knows how Allah is. That's it. Leave it. ولذلك يا إخوة, the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they always heard the finger, the shin, the hand. Have you ever, bring me one hadith, one single hadith, what is the hand means, what the finger means, what is that? Never. They used to say, what, marrirha, you know how it looks like, just move on, don't get stuck there, move on. كلام ده جاء متأخرين متأولة finger of finger. We go back to the hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place the seven heavens on one finger, the seven earth on one finger. We believe as Muslims that there are seven earth as well. الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created seven heavens and likewise seven earth. This is in the Quran. And He will place the mountains and the trees in one finger. And He will place the water in one finger, on one finger. And He will place the rest of the creation on one finger. And subhanahu wa ta'ala will shake it. And He will say, Ana al-Malik. Aina mulukul ard? I am the king. Where are the kings of this world? Ana al-Jabbar. He will actually ask this question. And that question was mentioned in Surah Ghafir. Liman al-Mulkul Yawm? Who owns everything today? Everyone will be dead. No one is alive to answer him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer himself by saying, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارِ. Everything now belongs to Allah, the one and only, the irresistible, Al-Qahhar, subhanahu. ولذلك في حديث عند الإمام مسلم أخنع رجل, the most despicable man, someone who called himself ملك الملوك, the king, even though it's permissible. Why? Because you're gonna die, my friend. Yeah, you're a king now, but you will die. You're president now, you will die. But Allah doesn't die. The true king is the one who doesn't die, because he will inherit everybody. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that, look how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reacted to the Jewish rabbi. He smiled, حتى بدت نواجده. He smiled at his molar teeth, big smile. He smiled to him and he said, Naam, yes, we have this in the Quran. The same thing you said is in the Quran. And he recited to him the verse in Surah Az-Zumar, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. They have not given Allah His due rights. Some people deny Him. Some people who say He has a son, some people who say that He is unable to do this. On one day, the heaven and the earth will be on His hand. One hand, اليمين وكلتا يديه يمين سبحانه وتعالى. ف when this scene will happen, brothers and sisters in Islam, على عجالة, we know, and just to show you that subhanallah, it's like a picture. Just picture it. And I will not say a word, not backed by evidence. And that should be the attitude of any speaker. I'm not praising myself. You have to do that because you're talking about unseen, ghaib. How will you say something about something which you do not see without having an evidence? When this scene will happen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having the heavens and the earth and the rest of the creation on His fingers, subhanah, in a way that suits His majesty, between the two blows in the trumpet. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created one angel. One angel. You know what is the task? The one task of this angel? One job. Is to hold something called the sur. Horn. That's the English. That's the best we can do. Like the horn. But not like the horn they have in public school. Horn. He's placing this horn, the sur, in his mouth, and he is looking at the creation of, he's looking at the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does not blink. What is the evidence? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم والحديث أخرجه أحمد والمستدرك وأبو عبد الله النيسابوري في المستدرك بسند صحيح حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم كيف أنعم وقد التقم صاحب القرن القرن وأحلى جبهته وأصغى سمعه عيناه كأنهما كوكبان ينظر إلى العرش متى ينفخ في الصور. How can I enjoy, how can you enjoy this world, this life, when there is an angel who's holding a horn in his mouth, his eyes are huge, he doesn't blink. In one of the wording, he does not blink. Eyes, he does not blink. He's looking at the throne of Allah, waiting for Allah to tell him now. Well, you know, you laugh and, oh, the day of judgment is going to happen on this day at this hour. You know, some people come up with this stuff. The end of the world is going to happen on this day. شوف المسلم يا إخوة صاحب المعتقد السليم, a Muslim who believes, come on man, get out of here. If the angel himself who's supposed to trigger this doesn't even know, he doesn't even know when now is. And Jibreel alayhi salam, when he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam في حديث المشهور متى الساعة, when is the hour, what did the Prophet say to him? ما المسؤول عنها بأعلم من السائل. When? We don't know. You don't know, Jibreel, I don't know. Only Allah. يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها قل إنما علمها عند الله. So when Jibreel, when Israfil, the name of that angel by the way is Israfil, in one of the wording, Rabb Israfil, that's the name of the angel. Israfil. When he blows in that horn, everyone living in the face of this earth will die. وورد هذا في القرآن. This was mentioned in the Quran. في موضعين, in two places. سورة النمل ويوم ينفخ في الصور ففزع من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله. The day when the horn is blown in it, the people in earth will be terrified. So they said this is the first blow. The second and the third were mentioned in Surah Az-Zumar. وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. So he added two more here. The scholars debated, is it two or one? الصحيح يا إخوة, it is just two blows in the trumpet. Or three, the first one will cause people to be terrorized and then they will die. Ash-shahid is the first and the second blow in the trumpet will lead to the death of every human being. Because when the day of judgment is here, people are still on the face of this earth. And you should make dua that you're not one of them. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تقوم الساعة إلا على شرار الناس. The hour will take place on the worst of mankind on the face of this earth. ولذلك قبلها, imagine this just to show you that death is a relief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually will send the wind, كما في البخاري ومسلم, soft wind like the silk. It will suffocate the believers. Even if they run to the mountains, it will follow them. So the believers will die. Then اللي باقي هذا الله المستعان. Everyone will die except the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, I don't know who will be exempt. There are ijtihadat, ash-shuhada fi al-jannah, Musa. We don't know. If the Prophet said we don't know, come on man. Keep your place here. Don't say, okay, those are not going to be, you know, shocked. But ash-shahid is, this is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, I am the king. Where are the kings? Who owns everything today? And he will answer himself, me. And there is a hadith out there, a lengthy hadith min al-tual. It's called hadith al-sur, where Jibreel will die. All of that is weak. Weak. La nadri, we don't know. Certainly there will be some who will be alive, but who we don't know. Al-shahid, fi sahih al-Bukhari, hadith Abi Hurairah, radiyallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, بين النفختين أربعون, between the two blows, and that is why I suggest, and other scholars like Ibn Hajar, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn al-Qayyim, they actually, al-Tabari, they said it's only two blows in the trumpet. Between the two blows in the trumpet, there will be 40. Abu Huraira was asked, 40 yawman? 40 yawma? Qala abayt. He said, I refused to ask the Prophet. Because at this time, there was a ban on asking questions. 40 weeks, abayt. 40 months, abayt. 40 years, abayt. I didn't ask. There will be 40. 40 what? We don't know. But a duration of time measured by 40. بين النفختين أربعون. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send rain. ثم يرسل الله مطرا مثل الطل. يعني I really want to get to the point. Exactly like the sperm of a man, the discharge of a man, the rain. That rain will contact, and هذا في الحديث, I'm not making this up, a bone in the tail of the spine. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم كل ابن آدم يبلى. All the body of the son of Adam will be disintegrated, consumed. إلا except a bone in the tail of the spine called عجب الذنب. That's the name. This is what they call now the DNA. That water will contact this little thing, and our bodies will grow beneath the ground. It's your body, it's you, but different. How? A body will, which will handle standing in the land of gathering for 50,000 years, because this is how long this day is. A body which will handle the sun being only a mile away from the head. A body that can handle living for 50,000 years without eating and drinking. A body that can handle drowning but not dying. وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ in the land of gathering مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ. But it's your body. A body that can handle seeing the angels. You're going to see the angels in the land of gathering. A body that can handle seeing the jinn. A body that can handle, if you're blessed, looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. But it's your body. طب, what is the evidence? It's your body. Look, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. On that day, a brother will flee from his brother. That means you know your brother. Yeah, he's different body, but you know him. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. His father and his mother, his wife and his kids. So the bodies, brothers and sisters in Islam, will grow beneath the ground. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Israfil to blow in the trumpet again, earth will split open. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. Imagine this. Earth will open like this. And you're going to look up like this. قَالُوا. They will say what? The disbelievers now. قَالُوا. يَا وَيْلَنَا. مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Who raised, we're asleep. Who raised us up from here? The angels are waiting for them at the surface of earth. هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون. This is what the Rahman has promised, and the messengers delivered it to you, and they delivered the truth. Come out. We're going to have to take you to the land of gathering. Yalla. Time to go. ما هو وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد. Every soul will be brought to the land of gathering with an angel driving it. فهذا هو البعث, brothers and sisters in Islam. And this is why always in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the rain and the earth to be an example of resurrection. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِعَةً فَإِذَا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ وَأَنْبَتَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. One of the signs of Allah that earth is barren. Rain comes down, things grow up. Doesn't the one who did this can raise up the dead as well? بَلَى. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. I'll never forget this day, brothers, and I was in a, I think in San Diego somewhere, California, and I was sitting with an atheist. We had that religious debate. An atheist. And this is how I looked. So, you know, I wanted to trigger him up, talk about it. He said, listen, I have to leave. I know you want to talk to me about religions, but I don't believe that. And I have to catch my flight. And if you are to tell me, it has to be really very brief. I said, okay, you know what? Promise me so that you're going to answer these questions in an honest way. You're not going to go around here. And it's yes or no answer. He said, fine. Question one. Do you think there is injustice in this world? Yes. There are people who are wronged. People who lose their life. People who lose their wealth. There are certain people who live by a moral code. I'm not going to do this to you. You know, if you're going to insult me, I'm not going to insult you. Because I live, I'm not going to backbite you. If you're going to backbite, I'm not going to backbite you. Because I believe in Allah. So there is injustice. طيب. Do you think it's fair for those people? No, here is question two. Do you think that every person who commits injustice in this world receives his punishment, meaning that they get retributed, I think that's the word or the verb, they get punished, they get hanged, they get punished for what they've done. Basically the question is, do you think there are people who escape justice, who escape punishment? Absolutely. Here's the question, do you think it's fair? Do you think this is fair? I said no. That is why there is a judgment day. That is why there is a resurrection. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Don't you dare think that Allah is heedless regarding injustices. لا. إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. Everything will be settled in the day of judgment. And I tell you, brothers and sisters in Islam, has it been for the day of judgment? I'm telling you, wallahi, it would have been a jungle. You know, you insult me, and I'm not saying anybody did that. I'm just saying, you know what? Go. In the day of judgment, we'll settle it. Everybody, a lot of people. This world where we live without the day of judgment is missing something. The wisdom behind it. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. And subhanAllah, there is a very interesting logical evidence for judgment day, for resurrection, which I want to say in a couple of minutes here, and I know you have to go back to your work, inshaAllah. A question which Allah asked at the very beginning of the Mus'haf in Surah Al-Baqarah. A very interesting verse. I love this verse dearly. Look. كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. How dare you justify disbelieving in Allah? Look at this now. وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. When you were dead. ثُمَّ أَحْيَاكُمْ. Then He given you life. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. Then you will die. Then He will bring you back up again. How many of those four you can establish? You were dead. You can't deny that. You're alive now. You cannot deny that. You will die. Can you deny that? So three are delivered. Only one. You're denying it? You're not smart. Not smart. Must be a resurrection.
inshallah, this is the last thing I want to say. زعم الملحد والمنجم أن الأجساد لا تنشر. The atheist is debating with a believer, someone who believes in the resurrection, even though, you know, don't take the belief from debates, because now the believer is going to do something that is not right. But they said there will be no such a thing called resurrection. فَقُلْتُ إِلَيْهِمُ. The believer now responds to them by saying what? إِنْ صَحَّ قَوْلُكُمْ فَلَسْتُ بِخَاسِرٍ. If what you're saying is true, that there is no resurrection, what I'm going to... Again, the believer shouldn't have that. The believer should be what? There is what? The believer should what? There is resurrection. But he's debating now. Don't judge the beliefs of somebody from debates. That's the point. But if you're saying the truth, what I'm going to lose? If there is no resurrection, what I'm going to lose? طيب. وَإِنْ صَحَّ قَوْلِي فَالْخَسَارَةُ عَلَيْكُمْ. But if what I'm saying is true, لِلِتْكُ زَيِّلْ. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.